You're listening to the New Music Show, playing new releases from around the UK.
So, hi, I'm here with Dave Moll. Hi, Dave, how are you doing?
Hi, Pete. Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Pete.
Yeah, I know you're a very busy man, so thank you for taking the time to come on the show. And you've got some exciting news for this year's lineup. You've just announced the lineup for Are You Listening?
Yeah, so we've announced our first 20 acts Friday this year. It's on Saturday, the 7th of May.
Yeah.
So we've got a mixture of some local acts like Lousy Mouse, who are one of my new favourite local bands, a DIY sort of punky rock duo. But then we've got a mixture of touring acts coming to the town, so Alpha Templeman, who's sort of indie pop Radio One act, and Pit Blonde, and D Blonde, who's also more sort of six music leaning, Bob Villain. A whole host of different stuff, really. Nice mix.
Well, we'll start playing some tracks in a minute, because we're going to make this an exclusive takeover. Are You Listening? Takeover of the New Music Show. And I think you've been on every series. I think you get the award.
They get a certificate or something.
You do. You rock. You officially rock. There we go. And I know you've been doing a lot of work in between, after coming out of lockdown, getting smaller gigs going. Are You Listening is a big one. And for our listeners, there's a cause behind this, isn't there, that you do it for?
Yeah, so the festival's in aid of Reading Men Cap, who are a local Lisbon charity who actually celebrates 60 years actually this year.
Yeah.
So it's a big year for them. And this is our 8th festival. Obviously, it would have been 9 if something hadn't happened. But there you go. So this year's going to be, we've still got a couple of things to announce, but this is probably the biggest one we've done in terms of venues and a number of acts. So we're working on a couple of things. They're not quite confirmed yet, so I don't want to jinx it. But yeah, we're going to have a new venue this year, which people probably wouldn't necessarily expect.
Really?
I'll just say that for now, yeah.
I can't tease it out of you, though.
I'm probably dressing it up too much, but we're looking to have an outdoor stage this year, an outdoor space.
Brilliant.
Done before.
On a roof, maybe?
No, I'd love to see the roof thing. We spoke about that last time.
Yeah.
I'd love to do the roof thing, but no, it'd be very much a ground level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's good. And I know you've got the church back again, haven't you? St. Lawrence Church.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really important. That's a lovely venue to play in, isn't it? And
Yeah, it is. And every time when we do our post-festival survey, that's always the venue that everyone talks about as their favourite.
Yeah, it's a good backdrop. Yeah, definitely. Well, let's play some music. Who should we start with? Any particular ones you want to start the show with?
I'd probably say Alpha Templeman, actually. His current single, 3D Feelings, is I think it's A-list, actually, at Radio 1 at the moment. And I got into him actually during lockdown, like a year or so ago, whatever. I can't remember how I came across him now, and I was just like, he's only really young, he's like 18, I think. Plays, various instruments, really talented guy. And he was like one of my first choices for this year's festival. So we didn't think it was going to happen actually, but we were really happy about that. And he played Reading Festival last year, and he's done a lot of the bigger festivals this year as well. So we're happy to have him as one of our headliners.
Excellent. Let's listen to Alfie Templeman. Yeah.
I just wanna drown. I know I can be happy in a silly form, but neither can you. So what should we do? I know I can be.
So that was Alfie Templeman and Happiness in Liquid Form. That was a lovely start to the show. Nice, upbeat. So you say he played at Reading and Leeds last year, did you say?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
And he's played on Radio 1 as well.
And yeah, he's very much, yeah, sort of a, he's very much one of those acts we've been talking about.
Amazing production. You can see he's invested in his production there as well. You can hear it.
Yeah, he's also got a good team around him, I think. And he's always got an ear for a song. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah. So he's one of the headlines, is he?
He will be, yeah.
Yep, excellent. So who's next on the lineup then? Who should we play next, Dave?
Well, I think I'd like to focus on one of the local artists called Darcy Hope.
Yeah.
Who I came across on BBC introducing March Church to me, like a few weeks ago, whatever it was now. And her latest single, Hold On.
Excellent. Let's have a listen.
I stopped time just for a little bit today to realize what's in front of me, driving far away. And I'll call you the minute I get through the door, and we'll bicker about who misses the other more. But it's a vicious cycle that I wish would go away. So maybe we should just try to say goodnight, 'cause otherwise we'll stand here in the cold till the end of time, and I'll just be here counting down the minutes and the seconds till I see your face. But there ain't enough hours in a day that I get to feel your embrace. So can I just hold? Better days when I could see your face on the pillow to my right, and I'll be on the Milky Way in this sleep. Endless nights and all the silly fights that we have at 2 a.m. because we're so frustrated. And I'll call you to say I love you so, and we'll cry for like an hour, but the feelings never go. 'Cause it's a vicious cycle that I wish would go away. So maybe we should just try to say goodnight, 'cause otherwise we'll stand here in the cold till the end of time, and I'll just be here counting down the minutes and the seconds till I see your face.
So that's Hold On by Darcy Hope, and she's playing in this year's Are You Listening Festival. So I'm here with Dave Moore. So she's local. She's from Reading, is she?
Well, I think she's, I can't remember, she's got like family, I think mum is like Fleetside and her dad's, but yeah, around the kind of the
area. Yeah. And that's more folky. Again, really nice production as well. You can see that she's invested.
I was quite surprised actually by it, in that sense. It was good.
Yeah, excellent.
Good quality.
Brilliant. Okay, where should we go next? Let's have our third track.
Well, I think it'd be good to change up a bit, maybe. So, yeah. I mean, you might have said, I'm going to go with this. I'm going to go with the other one I'm thinking of. So, I think Jockstrap.
Okay.
And 50-50, because that's just a bit bonkers. That was 50-50 by Jockstrap. I love it. I absolutely love it. Yeah.
You know, my alter ego is the Live Looper, so I just love looping stuff and putting it in.
Oh, yeah.
And that is really well mixed. I can imagine they're good live. Have you seen them live yet?
I haven't, no, but Rebecca, who works with us on the festival, she's worked with them in the past. And when we were talking about bands to book and like throwing ideas around, I mentioned them to her. She was like, you've got to book them.
Yeah.
They're bonkers. Like you've got, she was like, you have to book them.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. And then I did a bit more, cause I knew about them before, but I'd heard bits and pieces about them. And then I got some of the more recent stuff, and I was like, oh, okay, I'm really into this. And then I discovered they were signed to Warp Records, which makes a lot of sense, like the Chamber of Aphex Twin and Square Pusher and the weird electronic-y sort of alternative stuff. So we've got them playing. So I think
that's gonna be good.
Interesting. Yeah, and one member of the band, the duo, and the female member of the band also plays in Black Country New Road.
Okay.
So obviously quite a different band to what Drop Shop's about.
Yeah. You often find that, don't you? Artists that are really into their music, they will play in different bands and different formats. And it's probably too early to know which venue they're going to be in. Jockstrap, do we know yet which venue they'll be in?
Not sure yet. There's probably a couple of options, but we always try to keep where he's going to play where to fit near the time anyway, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't envy you that Rubik's Cube of trying to put it's a Rubik's Cube within a Rubik's Cube of trying to put everyone and also knowing it fits in the venue as well, because we've got for our listeners who don't know, are you listening? It's a big event that happens in Reading, an annual thing for an annual festival for Reading Mencap. So it's a good fundraiser as well. But you take over, is it 6 or 7 venues, or it's probably more now, isn't it?
I think we've got, it sort of depends, because some venues have 2 rooms. Like South Arts Centre said, we normally use, but it's not available this year. Well, at least not at the moment.
Yeah.
That's 2 rooms. Faceball, we're using, that's not 2 rooms. So. Yeah, it's like 6, 8, that sort of figure, maybe more.
And you've got, and it's a skill in itself. Well, you've got to curate the bands and book it so it makes sense for your festival and your theme. But then you've got to create the right curate the right brand for the right venue. Have you still got Milk Bar?
Yeah, still got Milk Bar.
Yeah, so that's nice for... Sorry, carry on.
Oh, no, I was going to say, still got Milk Bar, and obviously they've been involved since day one. And it's their 10th birthday, actually, this month, funny enough.
Is it really?
It was a massive achievement. I remember going to the opening of that. So, it's like, wow, okay, that's flown by.
So
they're still involved. But like I said, you've got the combination of trying to, obviously book the bands, create who goes where.
Also
got to take into account sort of the production side about, how many members, what gear people need.
That's something true.
Won't work for certain ones. And then there's the whole kind of fan base, crowd clash thing to try and take into account, which you can never win. Like, you can never win with that one. Like, people always complain that, oh, I can't believe so-and-so's, around the same time as so-and-so. But we try and take those things into consideration, but you can't please everyone with that, the amount of bands we have booked,
Well, I still remember, was it Idols you put in Oakford Social? Was that Are You Listening?
Idols did play the Oakford, but that wasn't for the festival. That was brilliant. But they did play the festival in I was at 2018. They played in Sub 89, and it was just like completely.
It was rammed in there.
Absolutely rammed. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was telling actually some story last night where I remember we went in to watch some of their set, and I remember seeing this guy at the bar getting some beers, and he turned round, and the person behind him wasn't in the queue. That's how far back the people in the room were. How busy it was.
And normally there's a no man's land, isn't there, in Sub 89 between the bar and the back of the band where the mixing desk is,
But I think as well, we got them just the right time because they've gone, they're ridiculously big now, but they were kind of definitely going that journey. Because we tried to put them the year before. So they played the Oakford, the year before. To like 20 people or something, kind of Wednesday, whatever it was, free show, like to hire anyone. And a friend of mine, Andrew, came down, it was his birthday, and he came down and he chatted to the band. They bought a shot of tequila, they did tequila together. That's a birthday gift. And I was just really sort of blown away by how good they were, and the fact that there wasn't many people there, they just really went for it.
Yeah,
really nice, and they were just some really nice guys as well. So I tried to put them for the following April, but we clashed with Record Store Day, I think it was.
Right.
So they went around, and I was like, the gusses about it. But then I tried to give the following year, and actually, in terms of timing, that waiting the extra year, made a big difference in terms of where they were at that, the time the festival came around.
And I'm a big fan of Are You Listening? Because it's so diverse as well, and I like that. And it's great to welcome in bands that are trending and up and coming, and you give them a platform that are not within the town as well. That's equally important. And I know it's hard trying to judge which local talent you put there. And you've got to be fair, you know, one year you might put one and then give them a year off and then the following year. So everyone gets a chance to play, which is what I really respect about what you're doing there. And it's not easy, especially when you know everyone in the town. You have to say to them, I can't put you on this year, but maybe next year, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And we set this rule in place in the early days of, like, you could do 2 years in a row and then you've got to take a year out.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's been a bit screwed up
with
stuff. So that rule's kind of got the window for the moment. But, generally speaking, we try to do it that way because that means it kind of forces us to kind of try and keep some things fresh, because it's very easy to book the same people, especially your mates for them and stuff. It's very easy to go, oh, you know, they know they want to play and you know they're good and they'll probably bring a few people. But this year in particular, making a real conscious effort, I think, or trying to anyway, to give maybe some newer bands that have kind of came about in the last couple of years or maybe before then an opportunity.
I was going to say, I'm really on the same page. That's why we call it this show, the new music show, and not the covers band show, the old music, recycled music. Let's have some more music then. So we've just listened to Jockstrap, which is a phrase I didn't think I'd say today. There we are. Where do you want to take us next then?
Maybe Lauren Hibbard.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay, let's have a listen to Charlie's Car by Lauren Hibbard.
Muscles tense, you know it's coming then. His face is flaming red, he's smoking from his head. His muscles tense, you know it's coming then. His face is flaming red, he's smoking from his head.
So that was Charlie's Car by Lauren Hibbard. So tell us about Lauren and how she came to be on your lineup for Are You Listening this year?
So, yeah, she's someone I became aware of, I don't know, a couple of years ago, longer than that, actually. And I tried to book in the past and I can't remember why it didn't work out. and whatever.
Yeah.
And then I've just kept an eye on her really, and yeah, I just sort of tried again, and she's now signed to Virgin, I think.
Yeah, it's very polished, the production, isn't it? Yeah, it's up.
Yeah,
top draw.
Where, like, the other stuff was still kind of that sort of American sort of indie pop thing, but it's definitely a bit more. Yeah, it's been tied up, and you could argue it's more sort of radio, I suppose.
Yeah,
than it was before. Where before some stuff was slightly more grungy, I think.
Yeah.
She's just, you know, she's also got quite a good personality. Like, her videos are quite funny and her interviews are quite funny. You know, she's sort of, you know, like a real person.
Yeah, no, it's interesting, isn't it? I know you've been booking bands for a number of years now. You're well seasoned, and you can see through some of the gloss. I was trying to think of a plug word that some people put on their presentation to try and, you know, get your attention, but you can see through that. You can see if they're genuine or not. And how often do you look at their social media followers and the volume of followers, or do you just look at their interviews, you know, when you're selecting a band?
Yeah, I mean, I do take a look, but I wouldn't say it's not the be all end all.
We do look at
okay, well, what they're doing, you know, what, you know, for example, what sort of tours they're doing, you know, what size venues are they playing,
yeah,
you know, what's sort of, you know, and yeah, and we do look at things like Spotify and socials to a degree, but probably not to the level I'd say as maybe some other events do, you know. Yeah. It also just comes down to the songs, really.
If
the song's good, and also if it helps if they've got stuff going on around the festival, you know, they're releasing an album or anything like that. That's obviously something we take into consideration, because then you think, okay, that's extra promotion for everyone.
Yeah, because we're in May. Are You Listening? 7th of May,
yeah.
And you know, if they're touring, if they're going to play Reading Festival or some, you know, or another festival, it's a good warm-up for them as well. And well, they're in Reading as well, you know, so it's do you often get some sort of challenges where the artists won't play in Reading because they've got another gig close by, like Oxford, and they've got a geographical restriction, or does that not happen so much nowadays? Or
no, it still happens. It doesn't happen all the time. I mean, what we found with I listening in recent years, which there wasn't an issue in the past, is the fact that some of the bigger festivals will not say down to us specifically, but like will be enforced further. The exclusion zone lasts longer, or it's further away.
Yeah,
you know, so you might do a festival, you can't play anywhere in the area for 6 months, for example.
Yeah,
you know, it's so crazy, you know.
Yeah,
which never needs to be an issue for us, but that's come up. Not all the time, but kind of acts in recent times that's come out, either because they're doing another festival or there's some other reason and they don't want to, you know, they can't play for us, or they don't want to maybe rock the boat if it's like a Reading festival or you know,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, it's really good. Okay, let's have some more music. So who do you fancy playing next from the lineup?
I'm trying to think. I can't remember the top of my head. Told you now, there's 20 acts. But
so we've got Du Blonde, we've got Jen, we've got Catherine Joseph, Bob Villain, we've got Rhymester.
Catherine Joseph would be good, actually.
Yeah. So, if you want to, if I ask you again, then you can talk about Catherine Joseph. So where should we go next then, Dave, with our sixth track?
So I think, yeah, I'd like to play Catherine Joseph, who's a Scottish piano-playing singer-songwriter. She played for us a couple of times before. She played a headline show a few years ago at South Street, which was incredible, to be honest. And then she played Downton Abbey for us, or our outside festival in September 2019, I think it was. And she's previously one of the Scottish sort of versions of the Mercurys in the past. And she's got a new album coming out actually this year. Thank you.
So that was Catherine Joseph and her new single, What Is Keeping You Alive. That was amazing. That's 5 minutes, 22 seconds. A complete contrast to the other five tracks that we've been playing so far on the show. Really good. That's what I love about this particular festival. You can go to a different venue and have a completely different vibe, you know. And still, it's all on one day as well. That's amazing. So she's played before, you say, in down at the Abbey.
Yeah, she did a couple of shows for us. Headline show at South Street Arts Centre a few years ago, Caesar show, and then down at the Abbey Festival.
So we've got we've played six tracks. I'm here with Dave Moore from the founder of Are You Listening Festival, which is happening on the 7th of May in Reading. And you take over six or seven venues. There's loads of bands. Is it like 50 or 60 bands in one day?
It varies. It's like, yeah, plus DJs, 60, 70, something like that. It's always, it probably more this year, potentially,
Yeah, because you've got Twin Sun are DJing, are they?
Yeah,
fantastic.
They're always good fun.
Yeah, and they're good. And they've played Glastonbury. I know Pete Wheely's a massive sort of local music fan and promoter as well. So where should we go next in the music lineup?
I think, yeah, probably mix up again. Rhymestar, I think, is a pretty good shout.
Yeah, yeah. So should we play a bit of Rhymestar and then talk about it? Yep.
Yeah.
Yo, it ain't easy at the best of times, but we've been around the world and had the best of nights. Endless memories and dreams when I rest at night. We've had our ups and downs, you either get me hype or stress my mind. Somehow we're still here, stood the test of time. Faced many crossroads, it was left or right. You could have left a sign, but I can't see things changing as long as I get that feeling when I bless the mic. Yeah, I tried to walk away so many times, but I can't deny that you and I identify. Draw me back in every time, it's like you empathize. The kind of love with a heavy price, a flame deep down that you set alight. Can't help but look at you with wary eyes. There for me anytime, but you're barely mine. The highs and lows, you've seen every side. I recognize we could never sever ties.
Without you, yo, they keep telling me to play the game. If I did, I know our love would never stay the same. Ain't it strange? Every time we win, I see them taking aim. Praying I will take the blame. It's cool, I've learned to embrace the rain. You were there when I changed my ways. It's deep rooted in my vein of veins. I ain't like them guys, don't make me start naming names. If they ever come between us, I'll make them disappear. David Blaine, yeah. I know at times I've been distant, far from consistent. You wanted more commitment. Love and hate, such a contradiction. I say this with conviction, you're my favourite addiction. I know I don't always read the messages you send me, but I'm grateful for the ear that you lend me. And even when they tempt me, I've realised without you, I'd be empty.
Without you,
without you, oh, tell me where I'd be. You're everything.
So that was Without You, Rhymestar, playing at this year's Are You Listening Festival. So I'm here with Dave Moore. Dave, so tell us a bit about Rhymestar.
Yeah, so Rhymestar's a local hip-hop rap artist. He's very well respected for what he does, and he played the festival a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I was just really sort of behind the cause of it, and yeah, they got a touch of Bond to play it again, so we said yes, really, simple as that.
Yeah, really good, and accessible as well. I bet he brings a broad audience in. Have you got a venue yet? Do you know where he's going to be playing? Yeah,
probably, well, again, yeah, probably makes it a little time, but probably a couple of options, depending on things, you know, and it's good to kind of, again, have, you know, trying to have different genres of music for everyone, you know.
Oh, totally.
So not just indie bands or not just folk band, you know, artists or whatever, you know.
Yeah, well, so far on this show, we have got complete diversity, haven't we? From indie bands through to single songwriters and hip-hop. So for our eighth track, where should we go next?
So I'd probably go with the Blonde, actually.
Yeah.
She's someone we sort of followed for a while, and her last album, Homecoming, which came out at the end of came out last year, was one of the BBC Six Music Albums of the Year. And actually one of the tracks on that album is with Ezra Furman, who played Are You Listening in one of the earlier listenings, so it kind of loops in quite well, actually.
Okay, let's have a listen to Du Blonde. I'm glad that we broke up by Du Blonde playing at this year's Are You Listening. So we're almost back into sort of rockish there, aren't we? I know she's got Blonde in her name, but I just thought of Blondie. Maybe it's subconscious. Maybe it's
maybe.
But that's a good band to watch there, full-on band.
Yeah, yeah, because she started off years ago as more like a singer-songwriter type, I guess more acoustic-y, folky.
Yeah.
Type acts, and obviously it's evolved over the years.
Excellent. So we've got two more tracks to play on our special Are You Listening takeover. So I'm here with Dave Moore, festival organizer. Where should we go next? Two more tracks. Spoiled for choice, really, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say a Pip Blom.
Yeah.
They're always just a lot of fun live, and the lovely people.
She said, my mind is
That was You Don't Want This by Pip Blom. Really good video as well. Really clever, creative. They've got going on in their video. Feel yeah. good. So they're from the Netherlands, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I think Amsterdam, I think.
Excellent. So they're flying in just for us. For Are You Listening?
They're doing a couple of other events, but I listen for the reasons. So, yeah, it's one of the reasons it's happening.
Really? That's really cool.
Without saying arrogant about it, yeah.
No, it's when you know when you've got something magical, when the band are coming into the country and they want to do other things around the gig that you booked them for, and you know that's so respectful, isn't it? That's amazing.
And they've played Reading, they've played two shows for us in the past. I think that probably helps. They've never played the festival before, but they've played in Reading before. So I think they've always gone really well here. So I think there's probably that as well. You know, they know they're going to be well received.
And do you find, although you're a promoter in Reading and putting on festivals, do you find when bands want to come into Reading, they're conscious of Reading and Leeds Festival, and they think, if I play in Reading, get noticed, there's a chance I might get on the Reading and Leeds Festival, or is it not in their thought at all?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, to be honest. I mean, probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the Reading Festival, how that operates is a very different.
Yeah,
far more political than our setup. Do you know what I mean? So
But
I think if you are trying to get a newer band on like say Reading or Leeds or all those bigger festivals, I think the fact an agent or the manager or the band can say, oh, I've played these other ones, helps.
Yeah,
you know, though we're obviously a lot smaller than those, you know, the major ones. I think, you know, if you say you've done X, Y, and Z, then you know it shows nothing else that okay. You know, they might pay attention to them at least. Like a few years ago, I went to the Great Escape Festival, which is obviously like, if people don't know, is, you know, he's the daddy of the multi-venue sort of industry, new music showcase in the UK. It's like it's the British version of South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, and this was obviously in Brighton.
Yeah.
And on our fifth birthday, we did load of tote bags.
Yeah.
Which gave people free, like I can't remember, we had like the first 200 people, 500, whatever it was, got a free tote bag basically.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was down at the Great Escape this year, like a couple of years afterwards, and I was down there and I just saw this guy with one of our tote bags down by the beach, like, you know, obviously going to some of the gig.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just went up to him and said, oh, that's great, tote bag. And he just started talking about the festival, and I ended up having this conversation which I wasn't planning to. I don't know, this my own amusement, you know. I just thought, oh, that's a good take back. And he was saying, he didn't live in Reading, like he lives up north, but he came down for it. So
yeah.
He had some friends like in London or somewhere, and he said they sort of made a day out for it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was quite cool.
That's very
good. And then he started telling me that, and he was like saying, "So, do you know this band?" And I saw there was and stuff, and I was like, "So we then realised after I started this conversation, I realised I was telling who I was because then
yeah,
it's just like quite cringy. It's like I know who all those bands are because you know obviously we booked them. But yeah, that was quite nice actually.
That's really cool. Random. Yeah, he had no idea who he was talking to. He wasn't in a band. Did he say, "Can you put me on?"
No, he wasn't in a band. No. Thank God, actually, that would have been probably more. You know, really awkward.
That's true. It's great when people recognise the work because you do work really hard, and I know it must have been hard during the pandemic because you can't do what you love to do. You know, we all love listening to music, but you go way beyond listening to it. You actually want to, you know, you risk your time and investment in putting on a show for people, and it's always easy when you see a lineup for a festival. It's for a musician to moan, "Oh, they haven't got this band or that band." But actually, I always say when I hear people moan about a lineup, say, "Well, you try putting on a festival." You know, it's hard work. You're there before everyone else. You're there when everyone's gone. And this is a one day which takes a whole year to plan. You know, that one day, and you've got a team of people around you, haven't you? Do you want to give a shout out to anyone in the team?
Yeah,
maybe listening.
We're four sisters. It's a shame night, it's our festival, which started in April 2013, and that starts because Shane at the time was working part time for Radio Mencap as a fundraiser.
Yeah,
and they weren't in a great place financially, and he'd spoken to me like how he wanted to do like a kind of a might have been anything in the past.
Yeah,
and then one day, I can't remember, we were walking in town, going for a drink or something, and he said, "Oh, he's going to give it a go, you know, like, would I want to be involved?" So maybe you could become a band's with stage manager. And I was like, I'll just do the whole thing with you, you know. Not realising how much work it would take to do it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially starting from scratch, you know, because obviously you've got got no logo, you've got no bands, got no venues, you know, no, you've got no photo, you've got nothing to... You know, you've really got to sell the idea to people. I suppose it's going to happen. One, it's going to happen, and two, it's not going to be awful.
Yeah.
You know, and people are going to come, and you know, it'd be worth everyone's time. You know, and also over the years, it's just evolved, and we've added bits of the years that we've added about the art exhibition we do, and the Ice Thing Ale, and the quizzes, and all these other stuff kind of around the event, and the summer party, etc. You know, and we've always been quite. We always try to be a bit sort of forward thinking, I think, with the lineup. We'll try to be and also trying to really sort of champion the independent venues and independent businesses we work with where we can, and and the partnerships with those, and also supporting the grassroots music as well is really important. You know, because a lot of agents, obviously, you know, we get a lot, you know, and obviously, you know, in the early days, like, you know, obviously we had a relationship with agents and stuff, but the festival was very new, so a lot of people weren't really interested, or you know, what have you, you know. And now it's the opposite, you know. Now we've got you know, I get a lot more email, we got a lot more coming to us than going out in terms of people wanting to play, and it's amazing. And sometimes there's always like some of the best ones are the ones, because the only things I always feel guilty about is the fact that you can't listen to everyone, unfortunately. This is too, like, we get sent so much music now. Great, but it's just, you can't listen to everything. It's just impossible. But there's always like the odd gems, you know, that you get sent either from a manager or an agent, or lots of oldest bands. Like, there's quite a few bands that email now and again. One of us will happen to pick up that email and put it on, whatever, and go, "Oh, that sounds good." And I remember a few years ago we had a manager band, and they had a harp player, and I was like, "That's interesting." Like, so a singer played the harp, and you know, and we booked them basically kind of off that, really. You know, and I found an old years ago. I don't know how that was. I found an old email from sports team. Funny enough,
really,
who are really big now. They're inviting us to a showcase they were doing. That's a gig they were doing in London, and they wanted to play Ice Thing, but we completely missed it. But they didn't follow up on it. But there you go. You know, and obviously now that, you know, obviously they've got a team in place now, and you know, management and agent, etc. But back then they were still very much doing it themselves. You know. That was quite funny. That came across that a while ago.
I mean, just on this show, I started the show just over a year ago in lockdown, and two bands that really struck me the great Leslie. If, by the way, if you ever listen to the great Leslie, I'll send you a track.
Okay, cool.
I didn't know them at all. I was trying to find some bands to play on the show and some artists, and they messaged me. I think it was their PR manager messaged me through Facebook, and really good quality. So I play them a lot. 2 weeks in Nashville is very good. Last month I played a band called Four Legged Fruit, two female duo.
Four Legged Fruit?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, really interesting name. And it reminded me a bit about, a bit like Wet Leg. Have you heard of Wet Leg?
Oh, yeah. Know that.
That sort of genre. It's sort of really, I'm going to say Idols, but they're not as a band, but it's just the tonality. So I'm going all Muso now. The tonality of the vocals is that punk tonality. It's not, it's not a classic harmony, but it just works, you know. And I can see them and Wet Leg on the same set at some point, you know. So for our final track, Dave, who should we play next?
I think Above Villain.
Yeah, the BBC are talking about the GDP. Miss me with that mess, coming for the belly when we run up in your address. Get caught sleeping, take the money from the mattress. Man know the roads, there's no need for Atlas. Trying to take all that you own and leave you cashless. Cash rules everything around me that matters. So the purse strings are tighter than Thatcher's. Desperate times, desperate measures. The news says we're in this together, but everybody I know seems to know better. Rob you for your diamonds when we feel pressure. It's all fun and games till someone goes broke. Breaking your house, we heard you sold coke. Catch you late night and snatch a gold rope while the news keeps saying keep calm and keep hope. Yeah, the BBC are talking about the GDP. That means f*** to me. Yeah, the BBC are talking about the GDP. That means f*** to me. Yeah, the BBC are talking about the GDP. That means f*** to me. Yeah, the BBC are talking about the GDP. That means f*** to me. I gotta eat. You know what brothers gotta eat, right? You know what brothers gotta eat. Yeah, brothers gotta eat. You know what brothers gotta eat, right? I remember Frank laughed when I said I bought a stab proof. Couple weeks later, ops ran up and poked him. I was in the hospital sitting right beside him. But I'm too good of a friend to start gloating. Could have said I told you so because I told him. All the ends want is their watch face frozen. A baddie named Elsa riding in the whip with a shank on the hip and a necklace. Golden, and they'll be golden, yeah, right as rain. Quicker than the weather, your whole life can change. This rap race might drive you insane. I seen friends rob friends for lines of cocaine. It's all fun and games till someone gets kidnapped. Man, I'm really with that, I know a few that did that. Snub nose 3-8, don't care for your six pack. Try rob the wrong one, they might push your wig back.
Yeah, the BBC are talking about the GDP. That means f*** all to me. Yeah, the BBC are talking about the GDP. That means f*** all to me. Yeah, the BBC are talking about the GDP. That means f*** all to me. Yeah, the BBC are talking about the GDP. That means f*** all to me. I gotta eat. You know what brothers gotta eat, right? You know what brothers gotta eat. I reply that I'm fed up. Some are drowning in money, I'm barely keeping my head up. Price of life on the rise, I'm feeling like it's a setup. Cause nobody that I grew up seems to be getting a leg up. So we buy it for 5 and sell it for 10. Re-up another 9 bar, sell it again. The advert says that we need a brand new Benz. But to get it, some man are killing family and friends. Yeah, chasing the dream, either make it or steal it. Seems like the choices are take it or deal it. No need to be told, there's hard times ahead. When it comes crashing down, poor people gonna feel it. Let me make it clear, this wretched system isn't playing fair. I couldn't give country hates me here. They stole the people, displaced and placed us here. And the only joy I get is when I bait the bear.
So it was GDP by Bob Villain. So how did you come by him and book him for the show this year?
Well, I follow him on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I can't remember how I came across him, actually. I think it was that sort of time when Idols and a lot of those sort of punky bands were...
Yeah.
...that started to get noticed, I think. And... there's a guy called Keith who writes for Loud and the War. He's come to a few my listenings. And I remember bumping to him at a gig and he was talking about them. And then, yeah, it's just sort of come from there, really. And everything I've heard from them is, okay, they're, you know, the real deal, you know?
Yeah, I love it. Loads of attitude. And a good mix as well. It's that punk rock attitude with some good sort of lyrics. Love it.
Yeah, and it's very sort of British punk in that sense. I mean, it's kind of like, it's not trying to be something that's kind of sort of post-punk or punky band, or maybe I'll go for, I talk about things from a different place, but I think what they're doing, what he's doing is very genuine and very like kind of unapologetic.
Yeah.
And it's very sort of honest, which I admire. I think it's a braver choice. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you could probably get played on the radio a bit more if you did X, Y, and Z, but that's not what they're about, you know?
Well, it's Rage Against the Machine attitude, you know, I love that. So I'm here with Dave Moore. This has been an Are You Listening Takeover 2022. Are You Listening is in Reading on the 7th of May. It's a Saturday. It's an all-dayer. So if you want to get some tickets, where do they go? Do they go to your website, Dave?
Yeah, so this thing just goes to areyoulistening.org.uk.
Yeah.
And tickets on there and the information on the festival on there. And we haven't booked it yet, but we're going to do, and also we're going to do a Friday evening, like warm-up party as well.
Nice.
That will be in the church, actually, on Friday the 6th of May. So just in the process of just working on that at the moment.
Brilliant, brilliant. And as a bonus, should we play a bonus track to play out the show? Who should we play as a bonus?
Yeah, so I think for a bonus track then, Jack Goldstein, he's from Oxford. Historically, Oxford is always a good city for music, and you know, obviously, you know, you can list all the bands that come through Oxford who have done well. And I always find that, generally speaking, Oxford bands are good. You know, there's a good sort of standard, you know. And Jack's played with previous bands, and he just emailed us about his solo stuff, and really liked it, and we've booked him for this year.
Brilliant. Let's have a listen.
My name is Aaron Raymond Goldstein. I'm working with my son, Jack Goldstein, producing this record for your delight.
was Jack Goldstein as our bonus track playing Dungeness. So, Dave, thank you so much for coming on the show and doing a special takeover edition of the New Music Show. So you've got a busy few weeks ahead of you, putting everyone into the right venues. And you've still got acts to announce as well, coming up soon, I think.
Yes, obviously we did the first announcement this week.
Yeah.
And there'll be more to come, yeah, obviously, yeah, as it draws in. As it draws closer, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant. Thank you so much for coming on. I know you're a really busy man, and for taking the time out. And keep in touch, and come on again soon as well. And I'll see you at the festival as well.
Yeah, great. Yeah, thanks, Pete.
You're listening to the New Music Show with Pete Doyle.